Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the deep. I don't have much to bring. My heart is soaring in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm kind, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to cry, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. What love will change my life, take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. The gate.
You all this morning. Tamala Mann is always able to do that for me, with me rather. Take me to the King. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors getting ready to help you command your morning on today. I am your host, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. I have the co-host here with me, Sister Kenyatta and Pastor Mel. Say good morning, you all.
Good morning, everyone. Praise God.
Amen. I hope Kenyatta's mic is open. Everything should be working just fine this morning, but we come up against technological difficulties. We want her to be able to say good morning, but she's with us as well just to be able to command your morning on today. I'm so excited. The prayer requests have already started coming in. If you'd like to know where to submit that, please know that it is a confidential prayer request. You can send it to 847-942-9979. Or you could just go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and you could submit it through our inbox. But we pray whether we are on and off the radio, on or off the radio, we don't allow just prayer to go forth on behalf of everyone during broadcast hours. We are a team who gets together 2-3 times a week, and we pray. So I want you to know that we are trying to walk in intercession for you. I'm so excited today because as well, when we are getting ready to command our day on today, I want you to be reminded of how much God is interested in your well-being versus, let's say, for instance, your clothing, or say, for instance, how you view different, and listen to me good, perspectives of the Bible. Do you know that people allow belief systems, spiritual ethics to come between them and their relationship with other Christians? We don't want you to do that. Wherever you are, I want to meet you where you are, as long as we are serving the same God. So, in other words, 9 times out of 10, if we're serving the true and the living God, then we can worship Him the way that we see fit. Some people worship God standing up. Some people like to get down on their knees. Some people like to kneel at a chair. So this is how we are. So our scripture of focus today would be Romans 14. Don't cause your brother to stumble, or don't judge your sister, but let's have a unity of the mind. And so I want you all in your spare time to get together and pray for one another, love on one another. Would that be all right? Amen?
Amen.
I want to, I'm trying to test if the broadcast people would be patient with me. I'm trying to test Kenyatta's mic here. Are you working? Okay. It seems like I can hear her just a little bit. So I am sorry about that. Sometimes we do endure these issues, but pray for us on today. Pastor Mel, can you open us in prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we just thank you and magnify your name. We give you all the glory. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Holy Spirit, have your way. Please speak through our hearts, our minds, our mouths as we pray this morning, and cover others in prayer. Add our faith to those and cover their prayer requests. Father, we just ask that you just allow us to just flow in the Spirit. We ask that every prayer request be answered, and those that desire prayer, Father, that you would urge them, Father, to get on the line, that you would urge them to send their prayer request in, Father, so that we may bring those issues to your throne of grace. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over everyone that's on the line, those that are that can't make it, Father. Just watch over them, watch over their interests, Father. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, continue, Father, to see after and protect all of our interests, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, again, we just thank you right now. We uplift your name. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mel, for that opening prayer. We're once again FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We are commanding your morning on this morning. I want you all to know that you should be inviting a friend, inviting a relative. We don't care who, but we do care that we are able to pray for you. So if you know someone who even stands in the need of prayer, go ahead on and invite them on. 213-943-3799. We are trying to get your prayer requests in, so you could go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and submit it, or you may confidentially text us at 847-942-9979, because you're important to us, and the king suffers violence. But we want to take that back by force. So, yes, I have a couple prayer requests that have already started to come in. And I want to test, Sister Kenyatta, is your mic open? Can you speak now to us this morning?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Can you hear me?
God bless. Yes, we can hear you now. God bless you. Thank you for being, she's actually interceding with us from Michigan. So we are all over the land, and this is the goal. If we created just hand in hand or voice to voice through technology, state to state, imagine how we could pray for our regions, our territories, our domains. We could really, amen, thank you. We could really shake some things up. So this is the point. We don't care where you are. You can be in Timbuktu, and I'm not sure if that's a real place, but we want you to join in with us. We have churches in the Philippines, churches in Africa that I cover, and they try to call in, and yes, they do suffer a lot of technological difficulties just because of atmospheric and geographical reasons. But we're even working on that with them, because we want them to be able to tune in without having to worry about if it's going to be a mudslide storm or something that will really impede them from being able to get on. So connect in prayer with us to our African, our foreign churches, that is. But we have, Sister Kenyatta, we have a young lady who has actually texted me and asked if we could please cover her with her grade. She says, and I have to help my siblings with their homework, and I am struggling myself. So if you would be so kind to cover her in prayer, because we have to understand that all the youth out here are not trying to get into trouble. We have some children that are really, really trying to study, really, really trying to make good grades, and we need to be covering them as well, whether they are not considered, you know, under the arc of safety or not. That's not for us to judge. The Bible just says, pray ye one for another. So we need to just be praying no matter what. So would you be so kind as to cover our youth? And if they don't have a mind to study, that God will give them a mind to study.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, first of all, just asking forgiveness of our sins, Father. And, Father, we lift you up because we know, Father, that you are a loving and a faithful and a forgiving God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. We thank you, Father, for your word says that you did not give us ear to fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind, Lord. So, Father, right now, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over all of our youth, Father, and all of our adults also, Father. We ask, Father, that the anointing that you've already given us, Father, that you would let it manifest, Father, in our minds, our spirits, our hearts, and our soul, Father. Father, let your anointing, Father, reign in our minds, Father, that we will have the mind of Christ, Father. And therefore, if we have the mind of Christ, Father, we will have the ability, Father, to imitate Christ in his humility and his forgiveness and his love, Father. And, Father, your word says that if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, Father. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our youth, Father, that you will give them the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father, that they have, Father. For we realize, Father, that they are never too young to learn your word and to speak your word, Father. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, that they will have the mind, that this young lady, Father, will have the supernatural ability, Father, to think, Father, your word and to act on your word, Father. For, Father, we realize, Father, that our actions, Father, come from what we're thinking, Father, and then what we're thinking, Father, will relate to our character, and our character will relate to our destiny, Father. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, that your word will manifest in her brain, Father, that she will have the ability, Father, to do the things that you would have her to do, Father, to think the things that you would have her to think, Father. And therefore, Father, we realize, Father, that education is good, but your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, it counteracts everything, Father, that we learn and do, Father. So, Father, your word also says that whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. So, Father, we empower the word of God into this young lady's brain that she may be able to minister to other kids, Father, and give them the ability to think on your word, Father. And therefore, Father, you will bring to their understanding, Father, the schoolwork that they need to understand and know, Father. Father, we realize, Father, that all the mathematical equations, Father, none equal up to the power of your holy word, Father. So, Father, we thank you right now, Father, that she has the mind, Father, and the understanding and the ability, Father, to carry out the mission, Father, that she's setting forth to do, Father. Father, your word says that the righteous man's steps are ordered by you, Father. So we bless her holy name right now, Father, that she will be blessed in your word, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, for we know, Father, you are an all-knowing and an all-seeing God, Father. So we thank you right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus right now over this young lady, Father, and whoever she's instructing, Father, that she will be the mentor for them, Father, not only, Father, in the schoolwork, Father, but in her life character and her life actions, Father, and her life thinking, Father, that the kids will look at her and get not only the word of education, but they will get the word of life from her, Father, from you through her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. We pray, we believe, and receive, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ and call it done, because it is finished. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. God. Amen. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, what an anointed prayer. Yes.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I thought I was interrupting you. We thank God for that anointed prayer. We thank God for intercession, because where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we bless God that he is in the midst of us. And We are praying, interceding for you. I just behoove you to dial in or invite someone to dial in. Have them call 213-943-3799 and to listen in or to, we open up your mic so that you could give a prayer request because we are praying for you. Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Do you have a prayer request for us? Caller, good morning. Okay, your mic was open. We will go ahead on. Good morning. God bless you. Do you have a prayer request for us on this morning?
Yes, I do. I'd like to just pray for the mother of my grandchildren that she gets into her word. That she prays.
Okay, are you in a good place because you're very broken up? I'm trying to catch these words from you. Go ahead on. Let's try that again.
I would like to pray for the mother of my grandchildren that she has strength and the ability to do what she is required to do for her children. My grandchildren have been removed from the home. They are in DCFS custody. I just pray that what needs to be done is done so that they can be returned home.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Mel, can you please pray for this woman and the grandchildren, the daughter, husband, everybody involved? Can you lift them up in prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we come before you on behalf of your daughter, O Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking, O Heavenly Father, that you just orchestrate this situation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you, Father, give the parents, Father, parental wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, even creating them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them the parental wisdom, the parental abilities, Father, to correct those things that are wrong, Father. Fix those things, O Heavenly Father, that need to be repaired, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you heal them, Father, emotionally. Heal their minds, Father. Heal their hearts, Father. We're asking, O Heavenly Father, that you lead them beside the still waters, Father, and restore their souls, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them the things that they need to pour into their children, O Heavenly Father. Heal them of those things, Father, that were poured into them, Father, that are of no good, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you pull up those trees, Father, that are unlike you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Equip them, Father, to raise these children, Father, the way that you would have them raised, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that everything they need, Father, that you would, Father, supply their every need, Father, emotional needs, O Heavenly Father, physical needs, Father, spiritual needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are right now, Father, we're asking and we're decreeing and declaring, Father, a Holy Ghost shakeup in this household, Father,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and we decree and declare, Father, that all things, Father, will fall into godly alignment in this house and in their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Satan, we say to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, take your hands off this family, off these children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. We just praise your holy name. Father, we want to uplift other households that are going through the same thing, and we're praying the same prayer, Father, for every household that is going through this like situation, Father. Prepare the parents, O Heavenly Father. Endow them, Father, with supernatural abilities, Father, to raise their children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we're asking you to heal the parents, Father, of anything that they went through, Father, that is as children, Father, that is keeping them from being good parents, Father, keeping them from being the parents, Father, that you have designed them to be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We uplift your name right now. And in authority of your Son, Father, your Holy One, Father, we do so right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Mel, for that prayer request. That is just what we're doing. Things like that, trying to make sure your morning is commanded according to the way that you want it to go. Thank you for being bold enough to release your prayer request this morning. We are continuing to pray. I have received another prayer request this morning. This woman is actually a business owner. This is so awesome. And she says, please pray for us. Please pray, that my business sales get increased, because she knows of four people who need houses. Now, you know, I just want to pause right there for a moment, because she's saying to us, I don't want to get them an apartment. I don't want to get them a little place to stay or a room in my house. She said four people need houses. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Four
Praise
people
God.
Need houses. She wants to buy them.
Amen.
She wants to be the sponsor of those. So we are
Amen.
Going to pray. Yes, we are going to pray for her. Her name is here. We don't have to mention it, because sometimes the enemy try to use that to find people and to come up against them. But I tell you one thing, I plead the blood of Jesus just even over her. Lord, we thank you for this woman of God who has yielded an unselfish spirit today, oh God, because her prayer request wasn't on behalf of herself. Her prayer request is on behalf of somebody else. And Lord God, we thank you that, yes, she has a desire to see four other people be placed indoors, Jesus, to not be homeless, to not just live anywhere in squalor, to not be placed up into a shelter. But Lord, she wants to buy the houses for them. God, I thank you right now. You said you have houses and land. You have mansions laid up, and we don't even ask for them. Well, Lord, I'm commanding them for the four people and more. If your name applies to this and you're listening in, I want you to go ahead on and say your name up to the heavens and let God know that you want to be included in on this prayer, that you are in need of a place to stay. And we're not praying for apartments today. We're not praying for rooms and houses. We're not praying for shelters, but we are praying for houses for these people. God, I know you're able to do it. I know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think, oh God. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I command houses and mansions, oh God, for your people on today. We bind up that spirit of homelessness, oh God. We bind up the spirit of joblessness, Lord God, and we release entrepreneurship for the people. We release, Lord, that once they do get their jobs or their businesses, that they will pay their tithes and offerings unto you, that they will not withhold not one cent from you. But Lord God, your word says this. It's not according to the leadership. It's not according to the church or the deacon's board, but you word says that we are supposed to pay our tithes and our offerings, oh God. And you would bind up the enemy on our behalf. So I thank you for Malachi 3, that once these people, Lord God, get entrusted with your blessings, that they will do what they are supposed to do according to your laws and your statutes on today, oh God. Father God, I ask that you will orchestrate this thing from the beginning to the end. That, Lord, that when you increase the sales of her business, Lord God, that you will allow her to still be able to be in a tax bracket, that when she has to pay the taxes, it will not hurt her any to be able to still donate these homes, oh God. So, Lord God, we're decreeing and declaring a testimony, and a testimony to come very quickly, a testimony that will come right fast and in a hurry, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up the enemy from trying to be able to come up against her in the thought process, in the wisdom process. But we release even wisdom her way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we don't just pray for these four. We pray for more, Lord God, who are standing in need or outside. Every day there's a panhandler. Every day I see homeless people. God, bless them today with a place to stay. In the name of Jesus, a clean place, a warm place where they can be fed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where they can be nurtured by you in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up by the hand, oh God, on today, who tries to do, we have a compassion fund where we try to help families, oh God, so they're not sitting in the dark, or they're not sitting outside, or their heat can remain on, oh God. We command more resources, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We loose the government from having closed hands to open hands, oh God. Let them build even more shelters or give out more donations, oh God. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We command the release from that, Lord God. Release that wealth out of the wicked's hands and put it into our hands, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move by your spirit on today and have thine own way. We destroy every yoke. We destroy every stumbling block. We usurp the authority of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Moving by your spirit, oh God. Having your way, Lord God. It's not our will, but it's your will that should be done on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we command it today. We decree it today. We declare it today. And we're unified in the spirit to agree upon it today. In Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you all for tuning in. We bless you all for sending your prayer requests on today. I know I've been talking. Is there anything Pastor Mel or Kenyatta you all would like to say on today? Or have you received a prayer request? Your mics are open.
No, ma'am. I haven't received a prayer request, but I'd like to just let the people out there know, just be encouraged. We have to, a lot of times we're so bogged down by worry and fear. And, you know, God commanded us some things. You know, he commanded us to just stay in the word, to meditate in the word. He commanded us to labor, to enter into his rest. And, you know, that labor means to intentionally work to get to that point of being in comfort of the promises of God, that he's going to care for you the way he cares for the lilies of the field, the birds of the air. And to labor means to, when the pressure comes on us, we have to spend a little bit more time in prayer. We have to spend a little bit more time in study. I know when I go through issues and I open up the Bible and I see how God brought Daniel through the lion's den, well, I know that he'll bring me through a period of unemployment. He'll bring me through a period where my money doesn't look right. you know, if he brought David through all the battles that he brought David through, when he brought Joseph through all the trials and tribulations that he went through, but, you know, when he told them he was going to do something, they were in his rest. I mean, against all odds, they found a way to get into his rest without the Bible. When Paul was in jail, they began to praise God, you know, in the midst of, we might get killed tomorrow. So we have to labor to enter into God's rest. We need a plan to say, okay, when the devil is acting a fool, well, these are the steps that I take so I can stay in comfort of the promises of God so that I don't worry, so that I don't get agitated. Because the word says don't worry about anything, or translated, don't be anxious about anything. Don't be worried and just combobulated, so to speak. You know that we're supposed to pray to God about everything. And then it tells us, if we do anything, focus on things of good report. Focus on, you know, focus on those things, not focus on the issues of life, because we've prayed for them and God is going to move. You know, the scriptures tells us that the angel came to Daniel and said, as soon as you pray, a command was given in heaven. So we have to know that as soon as we pray, the angels are waiting for that command to be given in heaven, so we don't have to stress, we don't have to worry. Usually when prayers don't get answered, it's not because of God, it's because of us, and he gave us the answer to labor to enter into his rest. So I just wanted to encourage the people, you know, just get you a plan that when the attacks of the enemy come, I know exactly what to do, to pray more, to give God praise and worship more, to listen to the word more, to build yourself up, because you are in an attack. And don't allow yourself to be pulled into attack, and you have no weaponry whatsoever, and God has armed you with everything that we need.
Amen, amen. God bless you for the encouraging words this morning. Sister Kenyatta. The microphone, it can't. Hello? Is your microphone okay? Okay. Let's see. Perhaps we still just have some other technological issues, but that's okay. We labor to go into his rest, but one thing that is also important, when God created the earth, he did everything in 6 days. And so, yes, all of that labor went forth all through the week. But when Friday came, God entered and then sanctified the Sabbath day that we might go into a rest that is so necessary. So I'm thankful to God on this morning, because this is the Sabbath day today, and I'm definitely going to get some rest. And we have to get a refreshing, because we were not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And so sometimes your spirit man just gets tired. Nobody's so holy, nobody's so deep, nobody's so anointed that they don't need to enter into a rest. Jesus would go to the desert in a heartbeat to read your word, and he was Jesus. And so sometimes we do need to labor, but go into that rest so we can receive God's refreshing. Good morning. Your microphone is open. God bless you. You have a prayer request? Good morning. Your mic is open. Do you have a prayer request? Okay. I know there's a lot going on this morning. Amen. God bless you. Okay, so we do have another prayer request this morning. There's a woman I believe, yes, I believe this is a woman. But she is enduring, she has shingles, and she just would like prayer for her shingles and the scarring. She says there's a lot of pain. And so I'm going to ask you, Sister Kenyatta, can you lift up this woman of God that the Lord would just heal her body? Your mic is open, Kenyatta. Are you able to hear us? Okay, that's the enemy. Amen. Well, God bless you. Father in heaven, we just thank you this morning once again. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for Blog Talk Radio, that we are able to reach the masses. We are able to reach your people on today. So we thank you for the prayer request. But we did, your word did say, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We bless your name this morning. And so, Lord God, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will just move by us today. We have someone, Lord God, who is ailing in her body. And I'm asking you, dear Jesus, that you will have your way with that and that you will allow, Lord God, every toxin, every unrighteous thing, unclean thing, every ailment that is entered into her body, Lord God, I ask that you would give her a spiritual cleansing, Lord God, a spiritual blood transfusion, God, in the name of Jesus. We come up against shingles. We come up against the bacteria and the host that started it all, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you said in your word that you delivered them up out of them all. So, Lord God, we even cause her to rise up and come out of them all, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way this morning, moving by your spirit. Have your way this morning that she'll be able to feel your glory, your anointing, your healing oil on today, dear Jesus. Take away the pain, Lord God. Take away the source of the pain. If there's inflammation, if there's burning, if there's just soreness, God, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you, Lord God, to just whatever else may be going on that will cause that to be a trigger, we bind that up in the name of Jesus. We unify our faith in you on today, oh God. She's reaching out to you. You said, Lord God, if we draw near to you, you would draw near to us. And Lord God, she's trying to draw near unto you in a different way, Lord God. Prove yourself yet once again. We know that you are God, but it feels good to feel your presence as God. It looks good to be able to see you move as God. So, Lord God, prove yourself in her life, oh God, and don't allow this malady to return into her life again. We bind up sickness and disease on today. We bind up cancer and the source of that, oh God, unforgiveness, Lord God. Let your people have a heart to forgive. Let your people have a mind to be set in Christ Jesus. And that way, Lord God, we will release things that we should not be carrying, oh God. Father, you said your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So, Lord God, we're looking upon you to deliver us out of our own selfishness, out of our own emotions, oh God. We cannot serve you with our emotions. We can only serve you with a humbleness of heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, have your way on today, moving by your spirit, and we pull down that stronghold of sickness and disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Make her a walking, living epistle of you, oh God, that she's able to testify and tell somebody that God healed me of shingles, and I don't have a scar nor a bruise for you to see on this day, because he made my beauty to come out of those ashes. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for victory. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you that you care enough for us, that you would not desire for us to be in pain or be diseased and laid out with sickness. We thank you for sending your son to die on the cross to bear all of our afflictions, oh God. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, let her be relieved even now, right where she is. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we decree these blessings to be so. Amen. Hallelujah. We are thanking God for you all on today. We are thanking God for how he has moved by his spirit. We are thanking God for you all steadily sending in your prayer requests. We appreciate this. Because it's so important to me that the people of God are being reached so that they know, yes, there's somebody out here interceding on your behalf. This is what we do. This is what we want for you. So this isn't all about us, and we're not trying to do this for show and for fashion and all that. We're doing this because we care it for you. So if you you have a few more minutes here, anybody else that has a prayer request, let it be made known right now. If you need to text us that prayer request, do so on 847-942-9979, because we are praying for you. If you are not able to text it at the moment, I would like for you to go ahead on and like our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You can inbox us anytime. Hallelujah. Anytime. Leave that prayer request, because we pray on and off radio. It isn't just about the radio. We do it all the time. And we are grateful for you all. We are grateful that you trust us to have your prayer requests. So please continue to send them on in. I'm checking boxes. I multitask all the time. So we are doing that all throughout the show so that we're able to pray for you. Now, our next time that we come together to pray, where you can join in, is on Tuesday night. Tuesday night, from 9 until 10 p.m., we are on 712-432-0111. And that access code is 532-190#. So I'll give that number one more, which is 712-432-0111. The access code is 532-190. And we are interceding on behalf of your prophecies. That Tuesday night prayer, our spiritual focus is people being able to have their prophecies prayed over, because perhaps it has not come to pass. You might have gotten that word long ago, but you haven't seen the fruit. You haven't seen the manifestation. Well, I want you to know, we pray for that. Mm-hmm. We pray over that. So feel free to tune in, let us know, hey, I've been waiting on this thing to come to pass, and it hasn't. Well, all we do is activate it in prayer. This isn't no magical voodoo, whatever. We just come and unite in faith with you so that we activate this thing, because the enemy does come to kill, steal, and destroy. And it's his desire to steal the seed, the word of God, from you. So, yeah, God's word is set out to accomplish that what he has set it out to do. But I know sometimes there's a delay, or the enemy come and he'll try and steal and take that which God has set out for you to have in your lives. So we are just excited for you all on this morning, and if you want to join us Tuesday night, go ahead on and do so. Otherwise, let's see here. I think I have. Amen. God bless you. Do you have a prayer request this morning? Your mic is open. God bless you, caller. Your mic is open. I can hear the movement. I don't hear the voice. Are you calling to share your prayer request? Okay, amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for tuning in and listening. We thank all of our listeners for just, some people are just calling in to listen in, and we appreciate that as well. It's important because there's still unity of faith. I have people tell me, I listen through my headphones because I'm at work, so they're not able to talk. We get that. We understand that, but we just want you to know that we are here for you, on behalf of you, praying and interceding for you. Sister Kenyatta, can you hear us? Your mic is open. Amen. I do hear movement. I don't hear your voice. Hello? Yes, okay. So we just keep it moving. We are getting ready to have a very big conference in February. All those who are interested, we will be down in Washington, D.C., having our Zion conference from February 17th. Through February 20th, you are invited. If you are interested in attending this conference, please do so by letting me know. You can go to FMFCChicago@outlook.com and email me your interest about it. I will give you updates regarding it. Right now, a $50 deposit is due. We book everything in group, of course, group numbers. So if you are interested in that, that's February 17th through the 20th. That is a 3-day weekend, everyone. So this is why we chose that, so people would have a little bit more time without having to take off work. It's a holiday weekend, and we will have a good time there. So get ready to also even text me about it on 847-942-9979. And you can submit that information letting us know you're interested in attending the Zion Conference next year. So a $50 deposit is due right now, and we would love for you to be able to attend. You need to make your checks or money orders out to FMFC and send it to P.O. Box 558-394. In Chicago, 60655. So that's FMFC. My name is Dr. Rosalind Overton. You can add that to the envelope. And then it's P.O. Box 558-394. Chicago, Illinois, 60655. We have enjoyed being able to connect and link our faith with you on today. We are drawing near to our closing time, so I want to get our own Pastor Mel. You know, Pastor Mel was our West Coast pastor, and he got relocated to the Chicagoland area, and so there's a matriculation process going on with that, but I wanted all of you all to know that Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries is We are branching out all over the land, and so we will soon have a youth ministry up and running. But how many believe in waiting and being patient on the timing of God? So we don't move ahead of God. I hear God, and then I move. But we want to have him to come. Yes, we want him to bring us a closing prayer, if he will. If you will close out this commanding your morning, Pastor Mel. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we just thank you. Father, we ask that the spirit of thanks come upon us, O Heavenly Father. Father, so no matter what situation in, Father, we just give you thanks and we give you praise, O Heavenly Father. Father, we walk into our kitchens, Father, and it looks like there's lack. Father, we just give you praise, Father, for what's there, O Heavenly Father. When we look at our bank accounts, Father, and it looks, Father, as if, Father, we don't have enough. Father, we just give you praise, O Heavenly Father, and we say that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we ask that you just watch over everyone, Father, that was on the line, all that we prayed for, O Heavenly Father. Father, allow them to enter into your rest and keep them in your rest, O Heavenly Father, to the fruition of every prayer, Father, is answered, Father, every desire, every need is met, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, watch over our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue, Father, to speak into the ears, into the hearts of our politicians and leaders, Father, so that they will do, Father, for the people, and the people, Father, we will have peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, pour into us, Father, your sheep, O Heavenly Father. Give us wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Give us spirits of forgiveness, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We ask, Father, that you speak into our ears and our hearts, Father, and let us be obedient, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to keep us until we meet again, O Heavenly Father. We bind the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have given us power and mastery, Father, over the enemy, Father, and every fallen angel, Father, every witch and warlock, Father, that is in league with these powers, Father. You have given us authority and mastery over them, Father. And, Father, we decree and declare their work broken, O Heavenly Father. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we give you praise, and I speak peace, Father, shalom, Father, over each and every man, woman, child, Father, that touches, reaches, and connects, Father, with this ministry, with this message today, Father, with this broadcast today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we declare it so right now, saying amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. the church say? Oh,